Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for joining me today. Thank you for the business. Thank you for the food. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you. We've got everything there that you need to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's the last one is our knowledge base. By the way, that's where you get small business answers now. Joe Bailey is our guest. Joe's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. We've been talking to Joe since his very first book came out, at least the one that I knew about, The Speed Trap. How to Avoid the Frenzy of the Fast Lane, and he's written a number of others since then. The current one is Fear Proof Your Life, and Joe is an outstanding counselor. He works with a lot of different people to make sure that they put their best foot forward in their businesses, and he's just a great guy. Joe Bailey, welcome back to the show.
Good to be back, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you
doing?
Back.
You having a good summer?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
good.
Having a good one. Fear-proof your life. How to thrive in a world addicted to fear. Joe, one of the things that I've been talking to my audience about, that, by the way, folks, that's Joe's new book. Joe, I was talking to the audience earlier about 2008. 2008 is the weirdest economic year that I ever remember. There's so many different things going on. Some of them are not good. Some of them are not as bad as you would think that they ought to be. We got a lot of people working. Even though unemployment is up a little bit, it's not horrible. It's still below the 30-year average. There are a lot of good things going on in the United States, but there are some challenges. Oil prices, gas prices, food prices, that sort of thing. Those are some of the things. The housing industry, the credit issues. Those are all things that people are concerned about. One of the things that I've been talking about a lot, Joe, is recognizing that every year has what I call the odd couple of small business challenges and opportunities. And the only difference between this year and last year is the relationship between those two, between the challenges and the opportunities. What do you think?
Well, I think that as I look at what's going on in the world, and boy, if you watch the news every day, you would think the world is really going to hell in a handbasket.
That's the reason you shouldn't watch the news every day.
That's right. But a lot of people do, and I think what happens is that there's whatever is happening, whatever is the reality of it, whether it's a lot more challenges or a lot more opportunities out there, it's the unknown, and we've always been in the unknown. Whatever you do in your work, in your life, whether you're a small business owner or whatever you are, a parent, you're married, you know, anything that we do in life, we're always walking into the future, which is the unknown. Mm-hmm. And when we do that and we base it on fear, which is false evidence appearing real, the acronym, when
right,
we,
like
we start, or false expectations appearing real, you could put it that way too, then we put ourselves in a state of imbalance, because fear, you know, a certain amount of fear is necessary just to keep us on our toes and keep us alive and alert and aware. You know, it protects us from danger, but to live in a state of fear keeps us in a state of imbalance. And when we're in a state of imbalance psychologically, spiritually, and emotionally, then we don't have our best thinking. We don't make our best decisions. We start making our decisions out of fear rather than common sense, wisdom, and practicality. So that's what I'm teaching people about. That's what I talk to my clients about, is how in times of uncertainty and change do you maintain that sense of optimism, that sense of balance, that sense of hope, that sense of clarity, you know, because there are times that are difficult, and, you know, the gas really is at $4 a gallon,
right.
And our expenses are going up, and our income is not necessarily going up.
You know, Joe,
so
one of the things that I
meeting the road there.
I wrote an article one time about the what I call the fear fighting tools, and the fear fighting tools are preparation, knowledge, information, experience, those kinds of things that whenever you're faced with whenever you're introduced to some kind of something that's a little bit scary, that if you've got these all or some of these fear fighting tools, you're able to make a better evaluation of that whatever that is, and decide that, yeah, it looks scary on the surface, but actually it either doesn't have to be because I know how to deal with it, or it's or it's not even as bad as it would seem. And one of the most important fear fighting tools to me is information and knowledge. And because, see, when I watch the news and I hear some of the talking heads trying to convince me that, you know, everything is going to heck in a handbasket, you know, I start yelling at the television and saying, you know, why don't you tell the truth? And because I try to be a better consumer of those kinds of that kind of information so that I know what's worth taking in and believing and what's not worth taking in. What do you think?
Well, I think that's another whole topic. How do we sift through the news, the media? Because the media is an industry, and they're trying to make money too, and
right.
They make money off of fear.
And keeping your eyeballs on the screen or whatever.
Yeah, and if there's a tornado coming, you're going to stay tuned. If they say it's sunny and beautiful today, you're going to run outside and enjoy it.
Right.
And so they know that. And so we really, as consumers of news and the media, we really have to, as you do, it sounds like, you have to get lots of different sources of your information to balance that out. And you have to take it with a grain of salt and really find the facts because, you know, news is a business and it's there to satisfy the advertisers. And I don't mean to be too cynical here, but we have to be responsible for the information that we take in and mm-hmm. really do our research.
Well, I think that to me in the 21st century with 24/7 news cycle, one way to fear-proof your life, and you talk about this some in your book, one way to fear-proof your life is to do what you just said, is to make sure that you don't let others influence you inappropriately.
Well, and all that really does, Jim, what that means, what it boils down to, is really trusting in your own instinct, your own gut.
Hold on to that thought. I want to come back and let you talk about that right after these messages, folks. You are smarter than you think. You are stronger than you think, ladies and gentlemen. You have the ability to fight fear more than you probably know. And Joe Bailey's going to help us with this. On the other side of these messages, here's Marshall Tucker to take us out.
Take a highway. When this whole world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blessingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Joseph Bailey. Joe Bailey is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of a new book is called Fear Proof Your Life, How to Thrive in a World Addicted to Fear. And Joe, we were on a pretty good point there as we went to the break. You were about to talk to us about how our instinct, how our gut has a lot to say, can have a lot to say about how stable we are with regard to scary things that come at us.
You remember Magnum PI from back in the 80s or 70s?
Yep.
Tom
Selleck.
Tom Selleck. He always talked about his little voice. You know, my little voice is telling me this. Well, we all have a little voice in there, and you could call it your conscience, you could call it your instinct, your gut, but there's a part of us that has a knowing about life, whether it's running our business, being a good parent,
right,
trusting what's really going on in the media and the world, and that's our true self. And we have to learn to trust that, and that's what people have lost in this world. They're trusting all the experts, they're trusting what the news says, what, you know, authorities say, rather than really listening to their own values, their own conscience, their own internal guidance system, or I like to call it my Geiger counter, my truth meter. And when you trust that, that's the confidence that you need in order to run a business or to run anything, because that's where leadership comes from, is that fearless state. And it is.
Do you think we've gotten lazy? Do you think that's to a degree we've gotten lazy? In other words, if I can listen to the guy on the nightly news and he tells me something, or the lady and she tells me something, and I don't have to. If I'm willing to accept that explanation, I don't have to go do some research. I don't have to go do research. Is there part of that in there?
Some people, I guess you could call it laziness. I think people genuinely feel overwhelmed in the world.
Yeah.
I think our lives have gotten so chaotic and so multitasked and busy that people have the perception that there's no time. But we don't realize that we make up time.
Right.
You're always in the moment. But your thinking can say, oh, I'm in a hurry. I've got so much to do today. Blah, 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 I have this and that and the other. But you only do one thing at a time. And if you stay in focus with that one thing that you're doing, you'll enjoy it more, you'll be more effective at it, you won't be so rushed, and you won't live in this frenzied state. Because that's, you know, when you're frenzied, you don't have enough time for your kids to listen to them. You don't have enough time to consume the news. You don't have enough time for the details that really make life worthwhile and why we're here.
Plan for the future, but live for the moment.
Exactly. Exactly, Jim. And so many of us live in the past or the future and never in the present.
One of the things that small business owners do that I've talked to them about for a long, long time now, and I've written about this too, is focusing on the finish line so much that they fail to celebrate the fact that they've made a little success today. In other words, the goal, focusing on selling your business, you know, when you're 20 years from now, so much, and getting the business to the point where 5 or 10 or 20 years or whatever, you can sell your business and become rich. Focusing on that so much that today's little successes kind of, you know, get sort of washed under the bridge. I mean, every day there's an opportunity to celebrate successes, and that's what life is. Life is not this finish line, folks. The finish line is the end of life.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think that's absolutely true. You know, the old saying, you know, keep your eye on the ball, is says a lot. You know, if you don't have your eye on the ball, if you're not focused in the moment, then you're going to swing and miss. And the same thing is true in life. You know, we're so thinking about that the weekend. We're so thinking about the vacation, about retirement, about that point when we finally make it, we get out of debt, when we turn a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
And all that keeps us from, A, enjoying what we're doing, B, effectively using all of our capabilities in the moment to bring to bear on that customer that's standing in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so many times haven't you gone into a store and someone's talking to you, and you know they're not thinking about you.
No.
They're thinking about another task that they have to do,
mm-hmm.
and they've lost you as the customer when they do that.
And this is another thing that's been bugging me lately is the loss of connection, Joe. We don't connect with people like we used to. This happened to me recently. I went into two stores back to back, bought some things, got home. Both of them, the things I bought were wrong. They made a mistake in both places. I took them back the next day. Not one person said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we inconvenienced you. Oh, I'm sorry about that." They just fixed it like it was just any other transaction, and then sent me on my way without any kind of. There was no connection. A robot could have done what they did.
Yeah. You must have been to the same store I was at yesterday.
Well, we've lost a connection, and that's what we got to get back. Next time you come back, Joe, I want you to talk to us about connections. The book is called Fear Proof Your Life. Joe, give us a website, please, and tell us where the book's available.
It's www.fearproofyourlife.com.
You can find the book there, but also give us the other website where we can find out about you got fishing trips, folks. This guy has got some outstanding fishing trips.
I'm going to New Mexico in 2 weeks to Ted Turner's ranch, speaking to the media.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, do a little fly fishing there. That's flyfishingseminars.com.
And you Joe will help you with your life while you're there, and you'll catch some fish too. Do we get to eat the fish, Joe?
Well, we can serve fish, but they're probably farm.
You're not going to give me fish sticks, are you, if I go out there? I don't want to catch a trout and eat fish sticks. Hey, Joe, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Okay,
Joe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen.
You.
He'll be back. I will be, too, with J.J. Ramberg right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.